Blog Talk Radio.
Now, presenting American author Don S. McClure.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry. Created by founder, Pastor Yolanda McClure Black, and now featuring the renowned American author, Don S. McClure, as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the Voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Yolanda, A Story of Faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author, available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
Welcome once again to the Voice of Joy. Amen. So no matter what your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstance is, God is still good. Amen. Heavenly Father, let us pray. Let us touch your throne of grace. Let us, hallelujah, what you have in store for us. Let us hope in you and believe in you and know that you are our God and our Savior. Amen. You said you never leave us nor forsake us. And we're holding on to that, Lord Jesus. Amen. Nothing can separate us from it. And we thank God for that. So let us begin with this lesson for today. Amen. And let us hear what thus says the Lord as we go forth. God bless you, each and every one that's out there. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're celebrating today, in Jesus' name, we're going to pray for those who have lost loved ones. Amen. For today, let's begin with a song.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes, give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would, if I could. I would teach you all the things
could, I would help you make it through the hungry years. But I know that I can never cry your tears, babe. But I would if I
the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you, that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody.
desierto con el sol. Aunque había silencio se escuchaba una canción llena de colores y de luz, pues pensaba en ti, pensaba en ti. Fueron melodías que escuchó mi corazón, la creación a ti cantaba al unísono, anunciando al rey de la creación, pues pensaba en ti, pensaba en ti. Uno mi voz al concierto de voces que cantan, te quiero adorar. Canto de tus maravillas, tu misericordia, de tu gran amor. Quiero con esta canción y desde mi corazón darte el honor. Hoy me desperté escuchando una potente voz, que sin palabras anunciando a Dios, de un extremo al otro resonó. Era la creación, toda la creación. Uno mi voz al concierto de voces que cantan, te quiero adorar. Canto a tus manos,
I'm never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have
made it. Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
So when your back is against the wall, depression finds its way right into your mind. You second guess yourself. You think, what's the use of going on? You start to say, well, maybe it was not meant to be happy, or that perhaps life is not worth all the hard work you put in. But believe it or not, I know many people who have been where you are. Some have lost everything of value. Others have lost a job, a car, a home. Some have lost children or the man they love to no fault of their own. The thing I try to say, and yes, I've been there myself, is to reach out to someone you know really and sincerely, that you know really and sincerely has your back. You see, that one person, or in some cases, maybe more than two, who really care about you. And they will not share your pain with the world, but stand with you for as long as it takes. And the sun comes out again. They smile with you, for you both have won the battle. They have won because they have their special friend, and you know you have a friend that cares. You know, whenever I'm writing, I think about old sayings and things I've heard growing up. And there was these uncles that used to come by, and they were pretty wise, kind of like the three wise men. One of them said to me one day when we were just out talking, had nothing to do with anything, not depression or anything like that, but just a conversation. And he said to me, a man once had a friend when he was a boy, and as he grew older, the friend was still by his side and was a little more wiser.
We are proud to continue the dreams and desires of the Voice of Joy Radio Ministry, created by founder Pastor Yolanda McClure Black. And now featuring the renowned American author, Don S. McClure, as the special host of the broadcast. So join us every Saturday for one whole hour starting at 3:30. You can dial and listen from anywhere across the globe from either of our guest call-in numbers, 760-259-2720 or 1-888-342-0407, or by clicking our website's on-air button, www.thevoiceofjoyonline.net. And don't forget, we are the voice of Joy Online, where the message is in the words, music, and praise.
Yolanda, a story of faith, is truly a once-in-a-lifetime sharing of events for a unique individual that reached a level of inspirational blessings for others while enjoying the desires and dreams crafted inside her at an early age. It is a book based on actual events captured through the eyes of her younger brother. One might ask, what makes this story different? Well, the pages are shaped with love and admiration while bringing to life personal experiences that shape this amazing child with a heart and concern for others. This small-framed, unique individual who became a young lady filled with dreams and a thirst for adventure will always push the boundaries of her faith. Her curiosity drove her as a young woman, and while going through life, she became a source of inspiration, being admired just for living a simple life driven by her faith in God and His words. It is a story marked by personal victory and emotional challenges, spanning a life of endurance and purpose from January 12, 1936 to June 22, 2020, when her eyes closed for the final time at 5:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. This fantastic story was created through the eyes of her younger brother, Don S. McClure, renowned American author. Available for purchase on our website, dsmpublications.net, and available on thevoiceofjoyonline.net.
You can make it on your own. You don't know what to do. God is there for you. He'll see you through. Hold on, hold on. For I am just a child inside, trusting you to be my guide and loving you.
I strayed away only to find there was no place to hide. Lord, please hear me when I say I'll give my life.
Together with Pastor Chris and Pastor Stephen on Thursday to just go in after the presence of God and try to pen lyric and melody, and after a couple of hours it just felt like the presence of God just stopped everything, and we wrote a song called The Blessing, and it's straight from scripture, and it's the heart of the Father over us as his kids, and we're going to sing it this morning if that's okay. And this is a blessing over you and your family and your children. So just receive this morning. Just put your hands out in front of you. Turn your heart to a place of just receiving the blessing of heaven from God himself over you this morning.
desire all around you, within you. He is with me, he is with me. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going, your rejoicing, he is for you. May the favor, may the favor
be upon you.
Prayers of mine, I'm hoping that we'll be together.